Shmuel Beis Perek Yudches. In the previous perek, we learned how Avshalom, the son of David, had decided to listen to the battle plan of Hushai Arki, a spy for King David. The plan was essentially to gather a large army from all of Yisrael to find David and kill him. In this perek, we will see how King David prepared for battle and the death of Avshalom, which obviously put an end to King David's own son rebelling against his father. During this time period, David composed chapter 20 in Tehillim, where it says, "Eilu varecha ve'eilu vasuthim v'anachmi v'shem Hashem Elokeinu nazkir," that some come with chariots and some with their horses, but we call out the name of Hashem. We see how David was directly connected to Hashem, the source of all life, and constantly trying to reach a higher plane. Even in the worst situation, where David was facing his very own son who tried to take over the kingdom, because David knew nothing was separate from Hashem. To prepare for a battle, David then counted how many people were with him. David created a hierarchy within his army. David then split the army into three, a third under Yoav, a third under Avishai, and a third under Ittai Hagiti. David told the people he was planning on joining them in battle. David's men convinced David not to join the battle and preferred David help them from the city. The Radak points out, even though David would have been equivalent to 10,000 warriors on the battlefield, David's men wanted David to return to the city and daven and pray for them, because they understood in the spiritual world, the main battle takes place through the world of tefillah. Each and every one of us have the ability to fight our wars through the sweet words of our personal prayers to the source of all life, Hashem. And Pasuk Hey, V'yitzav HaMelech es Yoav es Avishai v'es Ittai lemor. The king commanded Yoav, Avishai, and Ittai, saying, La'at li lenar Avshalom, v'chol ha'am shomu b'tzavos HaMelech. For my sake, be gentle with the boy Avshalom. In other words, don't kill my son Avshalom. The Ralbag explains, the reason why David commanded that Avshalom not be killed is because David understood he was just being paid out, punished for David's sins with Bathsheba. Therefore, David viewed Avshalom as just the vessel or the pawn that Hashem used to carry out the punishment. The Das Sofer adds, it wasn't only that David had mercy on his child like a father does, but rather, as the king of Yisrael, it was understood that Avshalom's rebellion was solely from Hashem, and Avshalom was just a messenger. That's why it says in the Pasuk, Vayitzav HaMelech, that the king commanded, to show David was acting in the role of a king, not just a father. The war ensued in the forest of Ephraim. David had defeated Absalom's army. There was 20,000 casualties from Absalom's army. The battle spread throughout the entire land. More people died in the forest than by sword. The Targum points out, wild animals actually came from the forest and attacked Absalom's men. The Radak adds, people were injured badly from the forest itself. The Navi now turns its attention to the death of Avshalom and the delivering of the news to King David. Avshalom was riding a donkey. Avshalom's long hair got entangled in the thicket of a large tree. The donkey ran out from underneath Avshalom and left Avshalom dangling by his hair in midair, as the Pasuk says, Pasuk Tes, V'yachazik rosho be'ela, and his hair got tangled in the thicket, V'yitain ben hashamayim u'ben ha'aretz, and Avshalom was suspended between heavens and earth. The aparet asher tachtav avar, and the mule, the donkey that was underneath Avshalom, ran away from underneath him. A man saw Avshalom dangling and told General Yoav. Yoav inquired as to why the man didn't kill Avshalom. The man related back to Yoav in a harsh manner that for no money in the world would he disobey King David's order. And Pasuk Yadalit through Yudzayan, Yoav then proceeded to kill Avshalom. Avshalom was beaten and killed. His body was thrown into the forest with a mound of rocks that were piled on top of it. Yoav blew the shofar, and the war was over. Parenthetically, the Navi adds, Avshalom built a monument for himself to be buried in because he felt he had no children fitting for the kingship after him. Absalom called the monument in Pasuk Yudches Yad Absalom, the monument of Absalom. And Pasuk Yudtes through Lamed Beis, which is the end of the parish, Achimat, son of Tzadok the Kohen, wanted to deliver the news to King David. Yoav tried to dissuade Achimat. Achimat insisted. Yoav sent a Cushite man to deliver the news instead. Achimat decided to tell David despite Yoav's advice. Achimat ran faster than the Cushite man. Achimat was recognized from the king's lookout tower. Achimat related the news of the war, but not the death of Absalom to King David. The Cushite man arrived shortly after. David inquired about his son Absalom. The Cushite man delivered the news about the death of Absalom. The Gemara in Sanhedrin, Kuf Gimel Amid Beis, lists Absalom as one of the people who lost their portion in the world to come. And that's the end of the parak. Thank you very much for listening, and have a wonderful day.